Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis in studio on the other side of the glass here today. We're talking education here, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, and we've got Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board Member Carla Hagemeister joining us here in studio today. Good to have you both in.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
It's kind of odd to have meetings in back-to-back weeks for the school district. Usually it's every 2 weeks here, but last week you kind of closed the books on your 2019 fiscal year, and now you kind of start the new year tonight.
You hit the nail on the head there about why we did these back-to-back, that this last meeting in June is always for wrapping up the budget and those kind of things, because our year runs July 1st to June 30th. So got that done, and now tonight's going to be the first meeting of the new year for us.
So with that new meeting here tonight, there's a lot of restructuring, reorganizing that takes place. I guess maybe give us a rundown of what will be taking place.
So we will be renewing the duty appointments. So a lot of those standing jobs that folks do that require an appointment through the board. So the clerk, the deputy clerk, the treasurer, deputy treasurer, the legal counsel, a lot of those things that just keep the wheels rolling and keep us moving along in an orderly fashion, those are according to law, and they're also required. So they're required appointments of the board. So those are things that happen kind of under the radar or under the water that most folks maybe don't realize have to happen on an annual basis that we'll take care of tonight.
And some of those appointments will help us throughout the course of the year. That when some, for example, we've got an appointment to the retirement board. We've got I'm the designee for federal programs. If there's questions or concerns that come out throughout the year, this way we know who to turn to so that we don't have three or four different people all working on the same issue, that we know who to go to take care of whatever issue there is.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting. You know, people, when they elect school board members here, that they're not just electing someone to sit in there during the meetings every couple weeks here. You have to serve a lot of different avenues here. I know that, you know, somebody is kind of the liaison to the legislature. Somebody's kind of the liaison to, you know, other entities here, and that's kind of what this is all about.
Well, and there's a lot of other Carla, what time did you get home last night?
I left the city commission about 9:30, and I rolled up to my house about 9:40 or so. I had to slow down for some folks in my neighborhood to finish their fireworks before I drove past.
and I just bring that up because that's another one. We have all these committees. We have school appointments for that board members take on, kind of adopt a school in the district. They have we've got negotiation committees, on and on and on, all kinds of other things besides the board meetings and the packets for the board meetings. And then there's the community activities, the things like Carla attended last night. That, yeah, it's a lot of work. So I've said it before, but I always appreciate people that are willing to be on the board, that it's there's a lot of reward to it, but there's a lot of work too.
Well, I know Carla was on our newscast here this morning here talking about the parking lot issue at the Wilson Elementary here. Now, just seeing the amount of people coming together for that last night, 2.5 hours of public comment, that shows a real interest, I think, in the schools there and the concerns people have.
Absolutely. It was certainly something that is important to our teachers, our staff, and the community members. It was an issue, or it is an issue, where there are different perspectives, and there's a lot of places where we have common ground. And I think something that was really positive out of that meeting last night was whichever position you had, I think everybody was very respectful of the different views and respectful of each other and respectful of the underlying issue that we all agree that for some of all of our schools, parking is an issue. That was something that's been identified through our community engagement, and that the differences in opinion came from how do we address that? What are the right ways to address it? And how do we do it in a way that's respectful to all of the important stakeholders, which is our students, our teachers, our staff, the parents, the community members in the immediate neighborhood, and the community as a whole? How do we make sure that we address those concerns in a way that is respectful to all of those folks. And I feel like last night was a great exercise. It was a long evening. But again, we saw a lot of teachers and staff who, you know, they don't have the summer off. They're in their schools. They're engaging with students, whether it's at the Summer STEM Institute or in their own school building or someplace else. They're out there and they're engaged.
All right. Well, did you want to add something to that? Or?
Well, okay. I didn't speak last night, but I was there and just observing and very proud of how well the staff spoke about and conveyed their needs that we know they have, and the respect, as Carl was saying, there's the respect shown from both sides, and there was widespread acknowledgement of the need for parking. It's just the best way to resolve that issue. And to see in this day and age, there's so many people that issues are polarizing and people take ugly shots at each other, and that didn't happen last night at all, that people were respectful throughout the evening, and that's just great to see. One of the really good things about Manhattan is to be able to have people be engaged, involved, looking at solutions, not just identifying problems. And last night was a perfect example of that.
All right. It was a good conversation started for sure. We have a somebody on the line here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Can you hear me sufficiently?
I can hear you okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Has anyone lately called and said that we're having this big salute to America? We need to salute the board members and our fine superintendent. It's been said before that probably one of the best we've had in 40 years, other than Tom Hawk, who's temporary. But anyway, those people, I don't think they get paid. They put a lot of hours in. They make level-headed decisions. They're all seem to be very good committee members. And we should thank them very much on this 4th of July also.
All right. Thank you for the call. Yeah, he brings up a good point. You guys, I think that's well-deserved here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we absolutely, we do it, obviously not for the pay because there is none, but that is not to say that there aren't a great number of rewards. There's plenty of sleepless nights. There's plenty of work to be done. But we absolutely see it as an investment in our community and in our kids. And I really get great joy from knowing that what I'm doing is making a difference to our community and knowing that I'm giving back.
And I enjoy seeing how board members – there's so many different issues that board members deal with that from the business side of it, we're always focused on the students and supporting staff, those things. But there's just the – there's budget, there's personnel, there's transportation, food, you know, all of these different things that go in with it. And every one of those areas has such a bureaucracy to it. And to see the board get in and work with administration on how do we provide what we need to provide in a way that's legal and does what we need to do. And I echo the sentiments of that caller about that the, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's really beneficial.
Now we mentioned the appointments here that'll be made tonight. As far as the structure of the board, it's going to pretty much stay the same. It sounds like
that's the plan.
Yes,
there's a bit of a change to it because of the change in election cycle, where we moved from our local elections, so your city commission and your school board, moving from a spring election to the odd number year fall election. It offset a little bit for when it made sense for your school boards to restructure. So this last legislative session, Senator Tom Hawk actually sponsored the legislation that was proposed that would give local school boards an option of whether they restructured their executive board at the summer meeting at that July, the first meeting in July, or if it happened in January. So there's obviously some technical aspects to it, but we make a decision every January now about when we will hold those elections, whether we hold them in the first January meeting or if we hold them at some identified other meeting in the future. In this circumstance, we, by consensus last week, pretty much agreed that we would hold the same structure of what we currently have. So Kurt Herman would serve as the board president, and I would continue to serve as the board vice president until our January meeting.
Okay.
Brandon, I want to go back to something the caller said.
Sure.
That what I was saying about the board is also how I feel as far as all those different things we get to do. Or get, okay, there it is. There's kind of the get to do that. I also have the opportunity to work in all those different areas, and that's something that I really enjoy with the job is the opportunities to be involved in so many different things day in and day out that definitely not boring at all. So, you know, I was saying that about the board, and I thought that fits just as well with me, that I enjoy having so many different aspects that I can be involved in. So wanted to add that when I had an opportunity.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and kind of to go off of that point here, can we talk a little bit about the special recognition maybe here tonight that you guys will do? Do you have the Jones list? I don't know if
you want. Oh, you know, we don't have a special recognition tonight. We do have a donation, though.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that the donation that we have, and this is a late addition to the agenda, but we did get funding through a grant to be able to continue the fresh fruit and vegetable program in our schools, and that's for an amount of $36,100. So that it's a federal program that goes through the state that we got as part of a grant. So we've had it in place for a little while, and it's going to be continuing this coming year.
Okay.
So and the idea of it is to provide additional opportunities for us to expose the students to different kinds of fruit, different kind of vegetables, and to help them develop healthy eating and lifestyle opportunities.
Okay. Excellent.
Right. And speaking of our food programs, I do have a little bit of information from Michelle. She wanted us to make sure to remind folks that the free summer meals are still happening at several of our school buildings, and you can find those buildings at the USD383.org site for the full list of the times in which schools. And again, that's a summer program that is available to students and members of the community for those meals. And it's a great resource and a great time for kids to come together and see each other, see their friends, and also have a nutritious meal.
Yeah, that's addressing a key need here in our community during the summer.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with USD 383 when we return on News Radio KMAN.